Okay, so we're in, what did I just say? Variables and input, chapter 3, the third one down. So we're looking at intro exception project. So you want to unzip it and open it. So, everybody got it?
I'll wait for it to load.
Your machine to load still? Oh, goody, goody, goody. Remember, you have to unzip it, and then you can open it. A really good thing to do this weekend would be to open chapters 4 and 5 and so forth and get them all unzipped and on a flash drive, ready to go, so that you don't have to fight with them. And we are where? Got it? I can't tell whether people are just keying around for lack of anything else better to do or whether they don't have it.
It took a while.
Yeah, it does. It takes a while. That's why I said it's a good thing this weekend. If you download them and unzip them all, then you don't have to go through the hassle.
Okay.
And you're aware. Yeah, did you try to open the one that was zipped?
Yeah, I did. Let me try it again.
Go in and unzip it. Okay, so if you download it, and then you can go in and unzip it. But you want to make sure that you're unzipping. Because the way they have it now, it looks like when you download that it's ready to go, and it's not. You have to go through, physically do the unzip. You get yours going, right? Why don't you go help? Anybody else got a problem? Okay, she knows what she's doing now.
You know what? I didn't even unzip it, though. I was thinking, I'm going to unzip mine. You know? Maybe I did without knowing it. So I wouldn't...
You wouldn't trust you?
I wouldn't trust you just yet.
Did you have that?
Yeah.
No, it is... You know, it's a good thing, too, if you know what you're doing now with somebody else. Because then you remember.
I know how to look. I
remember
what I'm doing.
Yes, I do all sick days of the disease. That's pretty easy.
Okay, you guys know those all set?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What are we pulling up?
Exception.
Okay.
it's the chapter 3, third one down.
It's not showing this form?
No. Is that
one?
Thank you, everyone. Okay, so this first one, if I bring it up, this is trying to do a convert. So I have something, and I want to use it as an integer, and so I am trying to do a convert. And I'm just doing it. I'm putting in, let's say, 12.78. And I say convert only, and it rounds it up because I converted it to an integer. So I put in 12.78, it rounds it up to 13. Okay? And that works just fine. However, if I put in 1ABC and try to convert it, it crashes. Okay? So 1ABC crashes. So what I want to obviously do is I want to, as best I can, avoid crashing. So the next one if I put in the same things, 12 point, this time I'll do 2, 3, and convert, and it converts it just fine. And this time it didn't round. But if I put in 1ABC again and convert it, it doesn't crash, it just tells me that I have a data problem. Okay, and that's a lot better than crashing. So the way I do that is with the try statement. I try to do that which I want to do. So the try is mimicking what I did up there. So I'm saying try that which I want to do. And then I said catch as an exception. So if it doesn't work, I will take the catch and I will put out data problem. So I am just letting it know that there's a data problem, and I obviously could have been a lot more specific if I wanted to in my message. That's my message. So I could be a lot more specific. Catch as an exception, catch EX as exception, is kind of the general, you provide the reason. There are some built-in reasons, and your book has the information about them, you can look them up. Down here I have invalid cast exception, which basically means non-numeric, and an attempt to divide by zero exception. So those are exceptions that they will give you if you ask. So if I, in other words, am asking it to catch a divide by zero. Specifically, a divide by zero. and I can have one try with a whole load of catches so that I can catch all the things that I can think of that will go wrong. And then I can have a general one if I want to, of just catch as an exception for all else failed, catch it here. Okay? So if I put in two numbers, let's say I'll put in a 12 and a 0, so I'm trying to catch or divide by 0, and if I hit the calculate, interestingly enough, it does not bring up the error that I told it to bring up. What it does is gives you the infinity symbol. So believe it or not, that is the infinity symbol. So if you try to divide by 0, it gives you the infinity symbol. Okay? Actually, let me take a picture of that. Except that it apparently does not want me to take a picture. Okay, so now if I put in instead ABC and per se calculate, it gives me the data, not numeric. Okay? So that gives me the data, not numeric. So basically what the try does is it lets you put in what you want to do, and you need to then tell it what you want to do if it doesn't work. And I'm catching the errors, okay? So that I will give out a message when it doesn't work. And the message of data non-numeric is great for the user, because there's the message. Why does it suddenly decide it doesn't want to take a picture? There's the message. The user can now go back and fix that and do the calculate and get the answer. So I'm giving user input and saying, you know, you didn't put in a number. The user can then fix it and keep going. Whereas if it crashes, the user has no idea what to do. Okay, the thing crashed. I don't know code, so what am I going to do with this thing? You know, okay? It really does not want to take pictures of the screen today. It has been working, I want you to know, just fine. If you click very slowly, sometimes it understands. Okay, that's the only point of this particular assignment. The next one is file, open, okay, project solution, and I can go in to my VB examples, and this one was something about a group. Use group project.
I have a question.
Yep.
The try and the end try, does it have to go with the cache exception?
Yeah, well, it goes, okay, before I open another one.
Try and the
try. And try, the catch, the exceptions, the catches all go in between. So this is all part of it. And then I get the end try. So I have what I want to try, all of the exceptions that I want to catch, okay. And then end try, okay? Okay. This is more, isn't that pretty, than anything else. They want to read about it in the book. It goes over it. This is a group project, okay? A group thing, a group form. And so I can go in here, and if I want to put on another group, it's in containers. And I go down to containers, and I can grab a group box and put it up there. So if I go to containers, I can grab a group box and put it there. If you would like, you can then go down to the text and say it, new group, or something on that order. And now it shows new group. So if I come out of here and run this, you see it comes up with a input, I mean a flash thing. And then it comes up and there's my new group. And if you look very carefully, there is actually a line around this and the words that I put in. So if I want to group information for looks more than anything else, I can do the grouping. Okay? And if I click on the group and then say I want to create a button, or double click on button, where am I now? There I am. And then double click on button, it puts the button in the group. So if you click on the group and then you double click on something outside, it puts it inside the group. Okay, so you can kind of group things that look good together if you want to kind of make your form look nice. Okay, you can also drag something down and put something in the box. So you don't have to create it something new. You can also drag something down and put it in the box. So that's essentially the group box. And I'm going to put that back. And I'm going to get rid of these things. And all this does is go in, and it's a simple little program to calculate a profit. The one thing that is I want to point out is that we've been sticking with quick events pretty much. This is a load event. And a load event means when it's loaded, this will happen. So that little pop-up that I got at the beginning was because on load, I asked it to put up a message box saying those things. Okay, so on load I can do things. On load is very useful sometimes if you want to set up variables with a certain value when you start, or if you want to do other things as you start. Anything that you do in on load is done once when you start, and it won't be repeated. So if there are things you want to do, and in this case I wanted to put out a message box, if there are things you want to do when you start, you can make it a load event. And the way you make a load event is you click any blank place on the form. If you click on a blank place on the form, it will make the load event. Okay. So I clicked on a blank place on the form, and it will only work if you don't have one. But notice the name of the form is Use Group Form. So now it's got Use Group Form Load. So if you click again, it's going to still take you to this place because you already got the load event for that form. So Use Group Form Load simply means when the group form is loaded, and here it is, Use Group Form. When the group form is loaded, then that will happen. And so when I run this, that's what happens at the beginning. Okay, so if I say start, there it comes up. Please enter, and I get my... And once I have dealt with that, I can say okay. It's a grinding halt. Again, pop-ups just bring you to a halt. I have to say okay, and then it brings up the form, and I can do it. So I got item 123, has a price of 12, has a cost of 10, and so the profit is $2. Okay? So it's not heavy lifting in the coating there. Okay, and the third one is another quick one. If we say file open project solution, and I want math, what did I just do? And the only thing this one gets into is things like how you can get a power and how you can get a remainder. Okay? So if you want to get a power of something,
it's a little up arrow will give you the power. Okay? So if I want something squared, I can get it using the power. Getting a remainder is with mod. And mod gets you a remainder.
So if you run this, I'm going to have an input of 6 and 3. So if I say power, it's giving me 6 times 6 times 6, presumably. So it's 6 times 6 times 6 again.
Six.
Huh?
6 times 6 times 6.
Yeah. Is that right?
16.
Yeah, and there it is. So it worked. Okay. So that's giving me the power. If I do a remainder, so I'm going to say I want to divide 20 by 3. That's a good one. And to get a remainder, okay, so that gives me 20 divided by 3 is 6, and it has a remainder of 2. So that's giving me the remainder. Notice the difference between these two boxes. Okay, one has it pushed over against the left wall, one has it pushed over against the right wall. And I can control that with the properties. So I control that with my properties.
That result says 2.
Yes. Because I'm looking for the remainder.
So it gives it to you twice?
No, because I told it to. If you look at the code, I had to put it both places.
Okay.
And the reason is one of them is aligned to the left, one of them is aligned to the right. Okay, so I had to put it out in two places. So if we go and look, okay, result is text align left on that one. And if I look over at this one, what did I just do? If I look at this one, it has got text align right. So the text align will tell you where it will go in the box. Okay, so I can set it up for text align left, and I can set it up for text align right. So if I come over here and I take a text box and I put it in here, this one is now called text box 1, and if I look at it, it's giving me the default of aligning to the left. Okay. But if I want to change it and have it aligned to the right, then I can go in and change the text align, and it will align it to the right.
Is there a center?
You know, that's interesting. Let's try it. text. Where am I? Text align. Left, right, and center. So you can go either way.
Okay. So if you click on it, it shows text left, right, and center.
Okay. Then you have add, subtract, multiply, divide. Does any remember what integer division is? It's been a long time since I took elementary school math or whatever. Anybody remember?
If I remember correctly, it's when it rounds off to the closest integer and then divides by the whole integer. Like if you had like.
So give me two numbers and let's try it.
So like,
wait a minute, start. I actually meant to look this up and then I forgot and said, I don't really. Ooh. Okay, so if I put in two numbers, which one of them should I put in?
Things that aren't integers. So
15.45?
Yeah.
And 3 wouldn't be good. So what should I divide by 6 point? What, just 6? 6.7. And do integer division. And I come up with 2. And I probably should have. So, 6 point. We should have picked a number that I could figure out the answer to. Okay, 6.7. A result of 2. So 6.7, and what was it? 15.45, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this? 2? Wait a minute. I meant the wrong way.
Does it round it first?
I did it the wrong way.
Yes.
It does round it first?
Yes.
Okay, so experiment. Let's try one. That we can actually figure out. It rounds it first?
Yes.
And we're only going to spend a minute with this because do we really care? No. If you're asked to do integer addition or what a division, you will know what it is. But it's got the divide sign going the other way. Okay. So I think we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. Look up integer division if you care. But it just shows that that's the way it works. And then we have the add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Okay. And when I, the button add no on it, the button add no is not doing the convert, so it's concatenating. Okay, because if I don't convert the fields, the add concatenates as opposed to adds. So the plus sign can either mean concatenate or it can mean add. And it defaults to concatenate. So I have to convince it that it should do an add. And the way I convince it is to do the conversion. So if I do a C double, that converts it to a number and then it convinces it that it should add. Whereas if I don't do that, it does the concatenate. Okay? So. And we will leave integer division to those who want to know how to do integer division. Okay. What I wanted to do today, actually, is put you to work and talk about it. So there is a quiz that I said we would start in class. And that's what I want you to do. You can work on it with somebody else, or you can work on it alone, or you can work on it in groups of 3 or so. But this debug quiz 1 is something that would be good, I think, to work on in a group. So, you know, why don't you just work on the one next to you? Alec, you can come join one group, and you can come and join one group.
Okay. So would you
close, or I can go to the front row. Okay. And you can join me with these two groups. And they both very nicely got to see the difference.
So talk these through, the debugging exercises, and also a few questions. And because you are just joining the class, so it'd be good to have somebody that's been around. So if you unzip it, there are three programs in there. So we're going to practice in our unzipping. And there were 10 questions. And the ones I'm interested in is the debug. The ones that say explain, I'd leave those and do them on your own. Okay? And go with the ones that are much more debugging. Actually, most of them, except the last two. Are you serious?
Both computers are frozen.
Yeah, at least no working too. It's frozen.
I'm trying to turn my laptop. I just turned it off.
Yes. The laptop is a wonderful thing.
I can't do anything. He's stuck. Maybe you should just.
I have my own zipping program too,
working?
So I don't need one.
No,
zip.
It's not. I can't do anything.
Well, that would be okay, so. He's got a laptop, no? Is it Visual Basic on it? Okay. So I would suggest bringing out your Visual Basic laptops.
So, I wonder what it is. It's trying the system, right? It's trying the system. I remember in the trunk. Thank you.
I think you could see closer.
Did you want to zip off the files?
Is it fair to do that? It's not a
player. No, I was in the hospital 12 hours yesterday.
Oh, it takes.
Yeah, my old ones, I guess. So I've been pretty much
busy. Yeah.
Do you want us to edit any stupid design choices too?
Should I take this personally?
No. I figured you put this in there specifically just to mess with us.
What should I do? Which one?
Let's print sense on this first one. Originally, it was the blue one.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying
to do all the other hope to do so I can move it. Nothing happened.
Yes, you're supposed to clean them up and make them decent. Okay, you're bringing up it on there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the two of you can look at it there. Then.
For the quiz, are we submitting one?
One for the stuff you do together, and then you can submit the others. So if you get 1, 2, 3 done here, then you can submit the others on your own.
Okay.
You know, quiz is probably a loose term on it. It's more of a works thing to try to get you thinking about the debugging and talking to each other and all that good stuff. Yeah, you got to talk and explain what you're doing. Because this is a group operation.
So basically, what we have to do is just debug it and just like clean it up and make it look better and more something that you'd actually want to publish.
So you got to make it run.
Thank you. light blue.
So the first one, clearly I wanted to add two things together and it's not working. So, you gotta figure out what's wrong.
Instead of actually adding the two numbers, we're just pushing them. And that's to add them instead of concatenating them.
Are you having problems on your...
Yeah, it's going.
Does it matter that you've got, like, plus space, plus no space?
That's just how,
I mean, mine works because it's a separate thing you run, but you still...
That's
when they put it in the person. They claim they had it fixed.
I feel like,
Or you could put them as...
It's casted right.
The same because before it was just taking the actual text of it and putting it together with the text. But this defines it as a tuple. So that makes it more, but that makes the system know that it's a number and needs to be added instead of just
putting it in.
So I think it's just showing how many total units of whatever product you have.
So the first one has a bunch of problems getting the total and getting the message box out. So those are quick fixes, hopefully. And then, as Steve pointed out, the color scheme leaves a little to be desired. And for my personal preference, I don't like them. I like the label out to the side but not in the box, because that makes me have to go and erase it and put something in there rather than just put something in there. So it's one more thing I shouldn't have to do, because clearly the label defines what it wants to go in there. So why have I got it in there? So I think that's a lousy idea. When you look at it, as you guys figured out, the plus is not taking precedence. Okay, and what's wrong with message out show?
Should be message box.
Yep.
Thank you.
right there where it says read only true. You probably were looking at the wrong box or something. But read only true means that I can't, I can only read what's in there. I can't put something in there. Well, here's the first one, and you can see the problems it's declared on. Text on order is not declared. Message out is not declared. So it's giving you two errors right there that it needs to go with. Then the color, as I mentioned, is a problem. And the on hand, I just assume get rid of that, words in it. And the on order, if you look at it, was defined as text box one. So that's another problem that's having with that. Actually up and working for you guys, or is it frozen?
No.
It's working? Okay, good.
They might be right.
I'm going to find out what the question says. If I can get it, I'll have it at this point. That's how you want it works. You could have two screens, one in your eyes.
So this wasn't a good idea. If you're not sure what's happening in the group and everything, you know, go home and play with them on your own, too. And you guys are definitely ignoring each other, right?
I'm pretty happy to hear what to do. Because it feels like there was something I should have put in, like a class I needed.
They are probably, there is a little bit of this in 120. But, okay, so where are you? And what's...
I really haven't talked about anything. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to get, because I'm, I can see what it is. This isn't an arrow on. But I'm not sure how I need to declare them.
Well,
because while I messed with Visual Basic before, it was a completely different one. It was in C-sharp.
So this one is just in info.
Okay, so you've measured, you haven't really done Visual Basic, you've done it in Visual Studio.
Yes.
Using C-sharp, right?
Yes.
So, if you're around today, Joe's around till 5. Joe, my SI, my student instructor. He's going to be around till 5 today. In 103, I believe. In room 103, so you can go and connect with him. And he probably won't be very busy, so we can go over some of the stuff. But okay, let me just start on this. If you say text on order is not declared, so clearly the thing I wanted to be text on order was this text box right here. That I wanted it to be text on order. And if I look down there, I can see that it's text box one. And what did I just manage to do? Text box one. So therefore, I need to change the name of this from text box 1, and it will not work for me now. I'm going to change the name of this, and it should be text on order, and I know that because it told me down here the text on order is not declared, so I know that that must have been what I called it. So I'm going to change that to text on order. Okay? And then the other thing that it's complaining about is that if I come inside here, message out, it's complaining about. And that should have been message box dot show. Okay? Now it's complaining about text total. So what's wrong with text total?
Right now it's concatenating. It should be, you have to put parentheses in the C.
Yes, up here. But just right now, what's wrong with text total?
There's no dot text at the end.
That's right. There's no dot text at the end of it. Okay, so it doesn't know what it's supposed to do. So I was just trying to clear up the red lines before I did anything else. So there's dot text. So there now I have the red lines cleaned up, right? So the red lines have gone away. So I know I'm getting rid of what are the syntax errors. I've gotten rid of the syntax errors. Now, somebody mentioned that we've got to do the CBL, C double up there. That isn't a syntax error. That's a logic error. Because I don't know for sure that I didn't want to concatenate. Okay? So that's a logic error that I need to fix so that it won't concatenate. So I'm going to put up here the... CDBL and a parenthesis around this whole thing so that it converts that. And a CDBL so that it converts this one. Okay, oops, wrong place. Good catch. Okay, so now I've got it there. And I was about ready to introduce a red line when I put it in the wrong place, but we caught it fast enough that I didn't. So now the code is looking to me like it's probably okay. I don't have any syntax errors, and I know the ad will work. Now when I go over to the design of the form, I'm pretty sure that this red is not something I necessarily want to have as blue, because my four color is blue. So I can change my four color, hello, not to blue violet, please. Can I just change? There we go, web. And let's just find blanched. I saw blanched almond. That looks good. And the background color, I can keep blue maybe, and so we'll see. So I'm going to now say start. And if I enter the item name, dish. Well, that's a little bit better, but I think really I need to get rid of the blue. And I need to get rid of that. So I'll have 12 there and 13 here. And so my total is now 25. So that's working. Okay? So now I need to go back to my design and maybe I should make this blue. Come on, you can let me do the colors. I will make it light pink. So we'll see what that looks like. And the on hand one, I want to come down here and take the text out so that it doesn't say on hand. So I'm taking the text out of there. Okay. And I probably should change the foreground on this to something dark since I've got light pink there. So I'll make this... Where did I see navy blue? Or I can go back to the regular blue. Now that I've got pink, I can go back to the blue. So my thing is a dish. Yeah, no, that's readable now. And two and three, make five. So that's working now. And the message pop-up is coming up. So I've got that one working now with those changes. Okay? Yeah?
Question one, is that really a question or just a statement?
Question one, statement. I don't know. What does it say?
It's telling you what you want for the rest of the questions.
Yeah, no, that's just...
Directions?
Directions, okay. Sure. I said debug the program. Not only do I want it debugged, but I want reasonable names and a reasonable look. Yeah, and that would apply to the others you debug too. So we now know what I did to prevent user input in the text total. What did I do for that?
Read only.
Read only. I made that field a read only so that I couldn't put any entry into that. Okay? And so now you have to move on to debug two and find out what's wrong with that. Did that make sense when I went over that one?
Not really.
Okay.
I have a quick question. On number two, I realize I may have misinterpreted something. Did you want a separate button or add an average, or did you want it to do the same thing?
I would say I wanted a separate button.
Okay. That makes sense, though. Because if so, then I have
okay,
that.
So if you're still having problems, what courses have you taken?
This is my first.
Okay. Goody, goody, goody. actually, it would have probably been better for you to learn CIS 120, which is kind of the introductory course.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it was not at all.
There were no prerequisites.
So there aren't any prerequisites because it starts at the beginning. But if you're lost in it, then the introductory class that people are suggested that they take first, but we don't force it. I mean, partially because people take things in very different orders than really any computer course. And I, you know, you worked on your own a lot, so...
It was also...
You made it read-only.
Right.
Because, you know, now you can't...
But there's a lot of similarities between C-Sharp and...
Text totally.
You can make that relationship.
That's usually...
It's read-only.
Yes.
Okay.
There's
a reason. It's
a concatenation of
JavaScript.
Okay. So you know a lot of Java.
Java.
Yes. Interesting. Okay. I guess I would suggest, and then you missed the first day of class too.
Yeah, because I signed up on that day because I was a part of it.
I don't know whether to suggest you talk to them if the advice can about whether you should do 120 or whether you just plan to spend some quality time with Eric.
And
I mean, I'm
because this questions are very big.
Also, is
you just drop them off, like, if you don't do it.
Well, if you go to my website, go to my website.
Is that right? Divided by five? That doesn't work.
So she made that one for you.
See where it says help schedule?
They're supposed to be
on the other side.
So that would be
they're saying that just
right up at the top. Help schedule. The cursor was on it.
What did you say after?
No, right there.
Okay, so those are the hours he's available.
Oh, oh, I thought they wanted to have a meeting somewhere. I thought I saw that.
Does it put it in front?
Well, I think you need more than that.
The same thing for that.
Well, I would also be able to come on Thursdays too. Okay. I just can't come this
Thursday. What about Mondays?
I can
come Thursdays. Well, but he's available a lot of hours Monday.
Yeah,
and that would be before the next class. So this particular week, since you can't come today, I'd strongly suggest coming Monday. And then he can help you go over the stuff.
Okay.
In the meantime, I play with it a little bit at home and try to do just the very basic things. How was class on Tuesday? Did you follow what I was doing?
I mean, that was basically the same. What you were doing at this time is kind of falling on the beat. But I think it was going to be
something.
Okay.
Okay, so, and you've got to leave right after class tonight.
Yeah, because I have a class right after this.
Add an average.
As I'm after that.
And average. I knew we saw it somewhere.
But do try Monday then to come in and spend some time. No. So you have to add and try with that bottle of water.
No.
I know it's wrong.
I
don't know how to fix it.
I don't tend to use the book an awful lot, but people in the class tend to use it a lot. I think of it as more of a reference book. And so you have the reference book because, to be very honest, the manual that Microsoft puts out for Visual Basic is a real deal. And trying to find anything elementary and basic is very hard. So I would consider getting it. I told you I don't care what version is yet. Like they've got that version over there a few semesters back. This was. How much did you pay for this? Did you get it at Amazon?
$54.
$54. So that beats the $150 that they're charging for the full book.
Well, it was rental for $35, but I'm like $20 more than half to myself.
That's right.
So I might be.
He's going to have to make this in a
car.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, right. There are a lot of used books at Amazon, and I don't care if you get 15, 17, 19, because they're basically all the same. Where we're going with them, they're basically the same. The big difference is the login.
That's the name
the login has a lot of other pictures. But other than that, 15 and 17, the basics are really about the same. And so you might as well save $100 and buy the cheaper one.
The cool thing is, my boss gave me a $30 Amazon gift card, so.
Oh, nice.
You pretty much paid for it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Was that good? Oh, it was good, huh?
So after I went over this a little, try to see if you can go back in and make the changes that I made.
Oh.
And the guy next to you knows what he's doing. He can work with it.
It's going to be a message box somewhere.
That would be
true.
That's a good one. It should be a message box.
You do show. Either of these two guys know what they're
doing. Box. Show.
Yeah, no, that one's
fine. No, take out, take the L out.
Even 12 this
one. And put box.
No.
Save them.
I don't actually think there's much difference. And I tried the things that I wrote in 12 and 15 and so forth, and they all are running in 19. Everything I've tried so far is running in 19. Visual Basic tends to get a weak head carried away with upgrading.
So it's saying as it loads, this message changes.
Oh, I see. Message box. It's shown message box and it's shown that text. That's pretty cool.
You're welcome to work on your own.
Perfect. Cool.
I actually just noticed a sneaky little design choice that almost fooled me for a second.
What?
In the second one where you say you should be able to tab the teach, that means you have a layout and it has to be certain.
Yes.
So we put double.
Yes, the tab to each means changes that tab index that we talked about.
And send it over.
You know, the tab index, instead of jumping around the page, should be set so that you move through it.
Now, all the homework and these questions go to you now, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And I don't get hung up on things being late. I just get hung up if you stop being very late. Life goes on.
Yep. What happened? You lost it?
Number six is, I think, the only thing that I haven't actually mentioned in class. So you're going to have to look that up.
This, you put your text right here. So really, you could... Yeah, so basically...
Oh, that overrides what you have in the code?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right here it's saying... on form load, so when it loads up, it'll
the tab
the
index
message
controls
equal to whatever's
moving
right
from
here.
Field to field. And so you don't want to bounce all over your
so
thing.
So we deleted what it originally said.
It ends up bouncing all over the place. You need to adjust the tab index.
Okay.
So that it doesn't jump all over the place.
That would be on the form itself,
because apparently for some reason they wanted
it. Well, it's on the field. Each field has a tab index. On the form, the fields in the form, each field is a tab index.
Yep, awesome. Okay.
And that tells you the order that you jump to.
Oh, my school or my personal?